The log is off.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
Good evening. How's the weather there?
It's been quite nice today, but then it like lashed down like quite hard for about half an hour.
And then it got nice. I've just been out and it is absolutely crapping it down. Like literally it is. There's rivers running through the streets and stuff. It's like flash floods.
We had a bit of that, but then it stopped. It's been a bit of a strange day weather-wise, I think. Anyway, what episode is this? Seven
episodes in.
Bloody hell. I tell you what, mate, I'm enjoying it so far. It's opened my eyes to a lot of things. And can you remember what we did last episode?
I certainly can. Leffy Blonde.
Leggy Blonde.
Leggy Blonde. And I believe you enjoyed it, and the lager was off.
That's right. It was my aspirational beer. That's my, like, my target fighting weight beer.
What, 400 stone?
No, it just felt like a big boy beer. I did really enjoy that. I could have loads of those, though. Really enjoyed it.
I think, can you remember what percentage it was? Was it six? Six and a half?
Something like that. It was quite high.
You're not going to be having a lot of them, mate.
Yeah, true. I think they came in packs of four.
And how did you have two?
Yeah.
And then did you go to bed pissed?
Yeah. Really, like, I had to have a lie down before bed.
That's one thing that I'm pretty good at. I can, like, sort of stoically push through beer. And I don't often fall asleep, whereas you're a sleeper, aren't you?
Yeah, like, I just get tired and that's it. The thing is with these, it's like little and more quality in it rather than 17 cans of Foster's.
What, seven? It's like 17 cans of ferret piss equates to one leggy blonde.
Yeah, and in price as well.
Yeah. Well, you were saying last week, last episode, that Leffy was your sweet spot. You really enjoyed it. They were the kinds of beers that you wanted to be, you know, you thought you'd be getting in these podcasts. They're the ones you thought I'd be bringing to you.
I tell you what I'm scared of, mate. I'm actually dreading it. Is them beers that look like the darker ones. So they look like pond water. And like, I'm hoping you're going to pick some ones where it changes my mind, but that's going to be a challenge, I think.
No, it's not. Don't forget, you've already been challenged and you've already taken up the challenge quite well. Seven episodes away from the first one. Come on, who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, good point. But, you know, you're the expert. You're the man. I'll just go with what you say.
Pseudo-expert. I did a whole...
Pseudo-man.
On my Instagram, I did a whole review of a beer about what I thought and what it was made out of and everything, to only find out that later it wasn't actually made out of that stuff at all. It was just all flavourings. So I'm no expert.
So you just kind of made it up? I know all about this.
Yeah, I thought it was. I won't say anything because I might actually bring the beer in one time, but I thought it was made out of something in the actual brew itself. And it turns out that it wasn't made out of that in the brew itself at all. It was just a load of flavours put together to taste like what was meant to be in the brew. So,
well, do you know what? It takes a big man to admit he's wrong. And you're a big man, so.
And I was wrong.
Well done. Mm-hmm.
This week we've got something. I'm trying to keep you at your comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah, I already like the bottle because it looks like what I think the types of beer like Leffy should look like.
Yeah, this one is probably, well, so the only thing I'm a little bit worried about on this one is because you've only got light legs, a big belly and light legs, I'm a little bit worried that this is going to affect your parts that you've never had affected before.
So, and I've only got little legs as well. I'm like a full-size dwarf.
With full-size limbs.
Yeah.
My favourite kind. So I'm going to tell you that I don't know if you've seen it because it's in very, very, very small print on the bottle, but this beer is actually 8.5%.
Holy shit.
Had you noticed that?
I don't think I've ever had a beer this strong.
So this is going to test you a little bit. However, I'm hoping that the taste of it is going to take you away from just the alcohol, and it's going to be something really, really good that you want to drink.
Well, do you know what? I'm not frightened of that for the percentage. Bring it on. I think, like I say, it's probably one of the strongest, if not the strongest beer I've ever had or will have.
My strongest beer that I've ever had was 22%.
Jesus. How much did you have? Like a pint?
No, I shared it with a few people. So like only like probably a cup, maybe an inch of it, which is obviously massive.
Was it nice?
Massive, isn't it? An inch, but... it was
perception's everything, mate.
It was it nice? Yes, it was nice. I like tasting like weird and in obscure beers. Would I have it again? Probably not. Was it really strong? Yeah, it blew me bloody socks off, and I was really pissed afterwards.
So how much did you have? Like did you have half a pint, quarter of a pint?
No, like literally like an inch or maybe 2 inches of it.
Right, yeah. All right.
Share around.
Are these things like, you know how everyone thinks they should like the Beatles, or people say, oh, I like classical music, when no one really does? Is it like that in the beer world, where you have these sort of really exciting, expensive ones, and everyone just kind of pretends they like them because they're supposed to?
I don't. Yeah, probably. I mean, if you look on Untappd and stuff, the ones that have got the highest ratings are always the ones that are really quite strong dark beers. So they always get the highest ratings, but. I mean, there's just so much beer that you just can't... There's just so much of it. I mean, there is a lot of shit as well.
Yeah. I imagine, because there is so much out there, it's like finding something really bad is quite easy.
I clocked off my... last week, I clocked off my 2,000 tick in Untappd. It was a momentous occasion.
Jesus Christ. Do you get like awards and stuff if you do them?
Yeah, I've got the MBE.
For services to beer.
Services to alcohol. Bonnie Prince Charlie's shoved his sword on my cheek.
Or his sausage fingers.
Oh, they're brilliant, aren't they? Those sausage fingers are something else.
What is that? Is something not right, is it? Like health-wise?
Yeah, well, it can mean loads of things. It is actually a condition where you like your fingers swell up. But I've got a grandson, and we were laughing at his fingers, and I just put in a side-by-side comparison with his fingers versus Prince Charles' fingers, and they were almost exact. They were brilliant. And he wears a pinky ring as well, which makes them even more sausagey.
I know. It's like it makes his hand look like a string of sausages.
And we're not talking chipolatas here. We're talking full pork and leeks.
Yeah, proper Richmond boys.
Richmond sausages. Oh, my God. Richmond sausages.
Right. Go on. Nothing wrong with them. That's getting a lager snob, even though it's a sausage snob.
So there's a couple of things on Richmond sausages, okay? First of all, I do actually quite like a Richmond sausage. I'm not going to lie.
They're fine.
The thing that puts me off, and this is a new thing as well, I bought an air fryer.
Yeah, so, I've got one of them.
In this air fryer, our sausage of preference in our house is the Richmond vegetarian. I know, don't shoot me.
Yeah, I'm not going to shoot you, but I'm going to roll my eyes, I think.
You were almost stunned to silence there, weren't you?
I tell you what annoys me about all this vegetarian and vegan stuff, right? It's like, just invent something. Don't call it a sausage, because a sausage is a cylinder of meat. Call it something else. Like, have your own thing.
Speak for your own sausage.
Think of a new name. I don't know.
What, like
a vegetarian
sausage
tube or something?
Vegetarian sausage.
No, because a sausage is a thing already. You can't have that word. It's used.
A tube of soya. Well, anyway. In our house, our sausage of preference is a Richmond vegetarian. So you put them in the air fryer, jiggle them about a bit, cook them, pull it out, jiggle them about a bit. Not a residue in sight. They go nice and crispy. There's nothing on the pan at all. You put a Richmond in, there is a lake of fat that comes out of them. I mean, literally.
That's kind
a
of the
lake.
Point of the air fryer, like, isn't it? To get rid of all that fat.
Oh, yeah, but it's not like rinsing them out or anything. There must be some serious fat in there.
Do you not wring your sausages up?
I mean, you can taste it on your, like, cheeks and everything. You're like all the gelatinous fat that's going into your system and firing
yeah,
up
awesome,
your arteries.
Isn't it? Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's what I don't like about Richmond sausage. However, I've got to say, I am quite partial to a Richmond sausage. Although, nothing beats just a standard chipolata. So I've been told.
I can't sound firmer tonight.
I'm doing a lot of penis sausage jokes here. I hope they're not going unnoticed.
Well, they won't now because you've just kind of give that away.
So,
right, should we have a drink?
Yes, right. Let's get on to the main event then. This week, I am presenting to you, sir, I like the way you call it. What you call it better, but I'm going to call it what I think is a proper pronunciation. So I'm bringing to you a duvel. And it's
That's not how I'd pronounce it.
Yeah, you call it a duvel because you're common. maybe that's a beer snob buzzer.
Beer snob. Beer snob.
This is what I don't get about these. Like, how do you know how to pronounce that? Because it's in... Well, I imagine Belgian. What Belgians speak? French?
Flemish.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So I imagine this is a Flemish word or something, but...
Well, this beer is a classic one. So this is... I think they call it Duvel Red, but it's basically the normal Duvel. So it's like the normal strong blonde ale that they do. I think there's a couple of other variations. Well, there is definitely a couple of other variations that are spinning around. They do one that's hopped, but this is the classic one.
Right, I'm going to say something about the shape of the bottle. I think if you did a survey in A&E, this bottle shape is statistically the highest one that's been found at people's bottoms.
Sort of lends itself to that because it's got a bulbous just after the bulbous.
Yeah. Jan, we've got a duvel.
It's another duvel emergency. Oh.
It's definitely
yeah, it's,
that shape.
It's also, it? I mean, it's got some girth, but it hasn't got length either. So it's probably more problematic when it sucks up.
It's like a chipolata beer then.
Yeah. It's not a Richmond vegetarian. So you've cracked that open, okay? So do you want to give it a temperature wise on this one?
So this has been in my fridge for a week,
right?
And it's still not freezing cold. And I think you're right. I think my fridge is frigged.
Be careful when you pour this one because it's usually quite carbonated, so it'll be quite lively, I think.
Oh, here's the thing. I saw something on the internet the other day, and you know how you pour beers. And you do it all carefully and it follows up the glass. There was this bartender guy
on. You meant to touch it, really. You meant to touch the bottle with it so it gets rid of some of the carbonation.
Yeah. So this guy just like tipped it in like a twat and I was like, no. But apparently it gets rid of all the...
I don't subscribe to pouring beers slowly to get a perfect head on them. Well, you can't see my glass. You can, Dan. My beer starts like this. And I quite like that because it does get rid of some of the gas.
Well, I'll show you mine in a minute.
I told you to be careful. Oh, dear. Did you get any of that in the glass?
So
I did some temperature surveys for this one. This one is best served at 5 degrees C.
I'm going to get a thermometer.
I can't believe you've just tasted it.
I didn't have a drink. I was just getting rid of the foam.
This is a cut. So what, you've completely put us off now. What do you think of the bottle, apart from easily anally inserted?
I like it. I quite like the shape.
You like the
Stands
artwork?
Out. No, I think it's shit.
Have you looked at the back
looks...
of it, though? The back artwork looks quite good. What we're looking at here is got like a nice crest, and then most people have seen this, just Duvel in red writing, and then a couple of pictures on the back. It's pretty traditional as bottles go.
I tell you what this hasn't got on it, what cans have. The pants. You know the 100 pants or whatever that I brought up?
Yeah, but this that might be because this one is Belgian. And it might not be a thang, but it might be a can thing. We might need to look up what that is and be informative, have an informative part of this podcast where we can give extra information to people. Smell a bottle.
Oh, my God.
Does it smell of poo?
Sorry, I picked up the empty one I had before.
Smell that.
That smells quite strong, I think.
It smells boozy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You'll be so impressed with mine. Look, I've got a little mound of head on mine. Can you see it?
Yeah. That's I don't know what's happened on mine.
Well, I'm going to let this settle down before I try and take a drink of it. So.
Oh, you need to ask the piss scale.
Let's have a look. So let me hold this up to the light. Okay, so what colour are we going for then? Is yours hazy?
It is a bit, yeah. But nothing crazy.
No, nothing. Nothing crazy.
I'd say that's just a regular Tuesday afternoon, that.
So I'm gonna give you one for this one. I'm gonna say that is a semi cystitis laden lady's piss.
Okay. I thought it was quite healthy.
A little bit hazy, never healthy. A little bit dark. A little bit, yeah, no, not too dark, but quite light, really. Yeah, I think slightly infected.
Okay. Yeah, right. Go with that.
Let's go for it.
So thumbs drink. Up.
Oh, cheers. God, I've just spat bloody head all over my computer. Sorry, that didn't sound right.
How am I, man? I nearly drown.
Oh, God. All I'm doing is snorting the bubbles. Right, okay, let's get into this. Like, it's like, do you remember the advert, the Boddington's advert, when she goes, Bayek? It's like one of those.
Whoa.
So, whew.
That's strong.
Did you take a long drink there or just a moderate drink?
Well, I had to stop because the foam was going up my nostrils, so I'll have to try again.
Wowzers.
Yeah, that was a significant drink.
So what I'd say with this one is it's pretty Belgian. It's very, very blonde, Belgian blondie. Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely got some hops in there that you can taste.
Hang on, I'm trying to think of a strong blonde.
Bridget Nielsen.
That guy. Oh, damn, I was going to say that kid from Rocky, Ivan Drago. What's his name in real life?
Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren.
Same film. Same film.
Yeah. Yeah. God, they were greedy with a strong blonde.
Two strong blondes. That sounds like an excellent band. Or an excellent film. There's definitely some bitterness and some hops in there, isn't there? It's quite got quite a bitter edge, I think.
I don't know. I'm pissed. it's actually not as boozy tasting as I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like too much.
Once you get over the initial drink, I think it does taste quite boozy on your first one. But as we know, three sips minimum.
Yeah, I've definitely had three sips.
And it has got quite a lot of character. It's quite sweet as well.
Definitely there's something in that.
Bit carbonated as well, so it's not massively. It's got that beery carbonation, that lagery carbonation.
Now, I don't think it tastes as leffy as the leffy, if that makes sense.
Obviously, because it's not leffy. Whatever was leffy. In the
leffy. But whatever the overriding tastes were in the leffy, it's got a different taste.
Yeah, it has.
Is that because it's stronger?
Yeah, it's a different style. So Leffy was a blonde, but this is a Belgian strong ale, they sometimes call them, but strong blonde. So they're going to have different profiles.
So this is what? Hang on. So it's a standard 330 bottle.
8.5%.
So it's just over half a pint. I reckon three of those and you're done.
I wouldn't want to drink three of them, to be honest. I don't mind having one.
Why? It's not a session beer, though, is it?
I've had this on draft before as well. And actually,
oh, really?
I think it tastes nicer on draft. That might just be in my head, but you know, you get one of those things where I think when it's on draft, it loses some of the booziness. So yeah. I just think it's a bit colder as well, served at a good temperature. So yeah, that for me is, that's a good beer. I enjoyed that. It's a classic Belgian beer.
There's a taste there. I can't describe what it is. And I've just farted, so that's coming through.
That's good. Yeah, that's good to screw up your palate. That's all those Richmonds. So today I was at work and I was walking around the factory shop, and for no apparent reason, my knee just gave way. like literally, my knee just went, nah, I'm not having it, and just stopped working. So
yeah, I've had similar things with my ankle this week. I don't do anything. It just started hurting.
I am literally just starting to fall apart.
Yeah, and I think probably for anyone, have I mentioned how old we are before? We kind of alluded to it, but we're now sort of early to mid-40s. Yeah. And I think it's the first time in my life I've started to kind of consider that your body is
not a temple.
Something that you've got to kind of look after. It's like, shit, I haven't done that. So you do notice these things more, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Like my knee, I've never had knee troubles in my life. But today, my knee just went, nah, you fat twat, I'm not having it anymore. It just stopped working.
Do you know what I was thinking the other day, right? I was watching the basketball on TV, the NBA. And I was like, oh, I fancy get back into basketball. And then I remembered I was a little fat 40-year-old.
Yeah.
I would literally have to take 3 years off work and train constantly to have 40 minutes of a game of basketball.
In the park. Yeah. You were always quite good at basketball. I was always shit at basketball.
Yeah, I was quite decent when I was younger, which is quite surprising because I'm only like 5'7" or something.
I went for a medical with work. And they did us like a full medical. It was weird, this thing. So I went to like a clinic and they took us in and like asking loads. You do like a 20-page questionnaire or something. One of them's like, how much do you drink and all that. So I was
hate that.
Obviously I lied. And then they made us do all these exercises and stretches. And that's when I realised that one of my arms doesn't go above head height. I can't actually bend it past my shoulder height.
And they were wow.
And I've never noticed that in all my life. I did have a rugby injury on there once, knackered my shoulder, and I've just never noticed that I can't actually lift my arm, like, up.
That's bad, that, mate. What are you going to do then?
Not lift my arms up. I won't cheer.
There's your fruit-picking career out the window.
I'll have to go for the raspberries rather than the apples.
You'll have to be a bender, not a stretcher.
Floor fruits.
Get Martin on strawberries.
but obviously the other unfortunate side of that is I now also have a massive belly. So I struggle to bend down as well over my massive belly. So basically, what we've established here is I'm just not cut out for fruit picking.
Do you have to hold your breath when you tie your laces?
I have to get my foot up on the bloody chair to tie my laces. I don't go down to it, I bring it to me.
Yeah, I struggle with socks now. I have to get them. I can't wear full socks. Trainer socks.
I'm not sure this is like good for our listeners because we're painting ourselves as like Jabba the Hutt and Jabba the Hutt-S.
It's not a million miles off, let's be honest. No, we're fairly fit and healthy, I suppose.
Fit and healthy for a 22-stone bloke. So I go. My wife bought a Peloton bike a few weeks ago. And she said, why don't you try and do it with us? And I was like, you know what? Maybe I should. Now, I also suffer from a very bad arse. I've got an arse trouble, so the saddle's not going to be pleasant. I've also got massive feet, size 13 and a half feet. So getting them on the pedals is not going to be easy. I'm cursed with the biggest ball sack ever, so that's going to get in the way. So basically, I've gone from thinking, yeah, I'll have a go on this Peloton bike, to actually, I don't think this is going to work for us. Anyway, I read the instructions of the Peloton bike. I'm too fucking fat for it.
Do they not do a mobility scooter?
Too So do you want to lose weight, Mr. Bell? Yeah, I'd love to lose some weight, thank you. I'll get on a bike. I can't, I'm too bloody fat for it.
God, that's soul destroying, isn't it? I had the similar thing. I got a treadmill and I got it all set up and then I read the target weight for it and I was over the target weight.
Yeah, what was the target weight?
I think it was something like 17 and a half stone.
Wow.
And I was just over it.
This one is 18 stone. And I'm over it by quite a considerable way.
I mean, I still go on it, like. I walk on it, I don't run, but...
Well, you won't be able to get your legs up that far, Fanny.
Oh. I think I always worried I'm going to fall off as well. Listen to this scenario, right? You run some exercise equipment that you're too fat for. So that's already brilliant for your ego, isn't it? And you fall off and hurt yourself and you break something. Would the insurance pay out?
Well, not for you because you were overweight for the machine. So it's an instant ban.
Exactly.
You wouldn't even get your money back on warranty.
And you can't go out and exercise because I don't care what anyone says. If you see a fatty jogging past, something in your brain goes, fat cunt.
Nah, I got really into jogging during lockdown. Really, I got really obsessed with it. Got up to like 10K. I was running like 30 or 40K a week. And that's pretty impressive considering I'm quite a substantial chap.
I actually did
on my birthday. I wanted to get to 10K before I was 40. And I got to 10K the day before I was 40.
Yeah, that is impressive. But you've always been quite good at that, kind of being more athletic than you look.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was diplomatic.
That was very, very diplomatic.
You were quite good at rugby and I suppose rugby is a bit more tailored for bigger guys, like, but
yeah,
you still have to run about and take hits.
Yeah, had a decent rugby career. Ended when I was about 30 due to injury. My shoulder, funnily enough. And my ankles. But yeah, anyway. Right, so I'm sort of nearly quaffed on me Duvel.
Yeah, I've drunk mine. What is that taste?
It does have a mild opening of petrol, I think.
It's not chemically, it's not that bad, but there's something.
It's probably the alcohol, I would say. It's got like an alcohol edge to it, which gives it a bit of like sort of ethanol, was that the word? Taste, but it's got some really good flavour though.
Right, here's something I've never noticed before and we've never talked about. Calories in beer. I think this is the first one I've seen it on.
Not as many as you think.
64 calories per 100. So what's that?
That's 180.
So 200 nearly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's quite a lot, mind. That's like a slice of pizza, isn't it?
8.5% though. You can't make high alcohol without sugar.
True.
What's your daily intake? 2,500? Oh, we're really showing our fitness credentials now, aren't we?
Yeah. So what's that? 10 of those and that's
10 of those and you're done, yeah? Why not?
I suppose that's a good thing about these, because these would encourage to drink less because you can't drink 8.5% beers.
No binge drinking on these buggers.
So that's a good thing, I think.
Right, Mr. Daniel, tell me, is the lager on or is the lager off?
The lager is off.
The lager's off.
Excellent.
Whoop. Here's why. As we've gone on this, I've really enjoyed the beers. I think Camden was the only one where it could have kind of gone either way. But what I'm starting to appreciate is how differently you have to drink and think, if you know what I mean.
I think you might be setting up a new catchphrase here.
Yeah, I like that. But how you drink and think?
You must drink and think. I like it. I like it. It's sort of like, it's like a philosopher's kind of edge.
Yeah, and that's what beer is, isn't it? It's men sitting, well, people sitting around drinking, talking about stories and the toils of life and Peloton bikes.
And sausage fingers, the best Richmond's variation.
And it's not vegetarian though.
And tubes of meat. So that means that we're going into the next episode with 8 off the bounce.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought it?
Yeah, 8, yeah.
Who would have thought it? No, 8 off the bounce. So the only one that was probably the most... What was the one that was the most testing, would you say, in the last few episodes?
Camden? Oh, last few. Yeah, that was quite early on, Camden, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, all of them wouldn't have done 8, so 7.
Well, I tell you, I think you've definitely found me type, if you wanted to put it that way. But I was quite surprised I liked the Zoom one, because that was quite fruity.
Zoom lolly, yeah.
So I suppose Camden was the one I could have said lagers on, but Zoom's probably the most left field so far.
Excellent. Well, I will take my minor success yet again, take it on to the next level, and I will come up with something equally as pleasant next time round. Duvel, Duvel, 8.5%, Belgian strong ale, lagers off.
Lagers off.
Love it.
Let's go.
Until next time, mate.
Yeah. See you soon. Have a good time.
Love you.
Bye.
The lagers off.